Last week, an interagency enforcement sweep in Anchorage and the Mat-Su Valley netted 45 criminals, plus guns, snow machines, a pair of marijuana growing operations, and a runaway. KSKA's Len Anderson has the details.
Anchorage police described the three-day operation as the largest of its kind to take place in Alaska. Altogether, Operation Gangbusters involved more than 100 sworn officers from 12 federal, state, and local jurisdictions. According to Anchorage Police spokeswoman Anita Shell, a lot of advance work went into last week's Wednesday through Friday arrests and seizures.
Just from the Anchorage Police Department's level of participation, there was weeks and weeks of advanced planning on this. Our special assignment unit was heavily involved along with our vice unit, so a lot of manpower went into this.
The overall goal was to reduce violent crime in Anchorage and the Mat-Su by arresting people who were likely to commit such acts. The teams used the state's list of outstanding felony warrants. Shell says that list contains about 2,000 names.
It's an Excel spreadsheet of people who are wanted for a variety of different things. And so that was some of the intelligence that they gathered, was the list of wanted felons, and picked the cream of the crop, if you will, the top felony warrants that were out there, and just went after them, just focused mainly on that.
That targeted focus produced 45 warrant arrests covering a pretty broad felony range.
They were mainly narcotics and gang type of offenders, but the warrant arrests range anything from sex offenders to failure to comply, conditions of release, all the way across the board.
The officers say they also collected a great deal of street crime intelligence involving such things as narcotic sales and gang activities. Besides those arrests, the sweep also recovered one runaway, two stolen guns, two stolen snow machines, a methamphetamine dealer bust, and two marijuana growing operations. Shell says that the size of the operation and the number of arrests could lessen community crime in the immediate future.
When you take some key players out of their roles, you may end up with some people, you know, not dealing drugs, having difficulty finding their drugs because their supplier may have been put in jail over the weekends. Yeah, you may have some people laying low. You may have some desperate people out there, though, too.
The officers involved were with the U.S. Marshals Service, Homeland Security Investigators, Federal Bureau of Investigations, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, U.S. Probation and Pretrial Services System, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Department of Corrections, and the Anchorage, Wasilla, and Palmer Police Departments. Shell said each of the teams contained various combinations of the participating agencies, with each team working at least 10 hours a day over the 3 days. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.